The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tamid Daf Lamed Beis. The Mesechta over here on Lamed Beis Amed Beis begins the fifth parak of Mesechta Tamid, which from here on is Mishnayis only. And the Mishnah begins, Amar Lehem HaMemuna, the one who was appointed on the Seder of Avodas Hayoim, he would tell the Kehanim to make a bracha, to make one bracha. This Mishnah is continuing on the order of Avodas HaBoker, continuing to the Mishnah earlier that said that after the Kehanim put the limbs of the Karban Tamid and the Kevesh and the ramp, they would go to the Lishkas HaGazis to be Kairi Kriyashma and to Davin. And here, the Mishnah explains what it means that they went to say Kriyashma and Davin. The Mishnah explains what precisely they actually davened. So the one who was appointed over them would tell them, make one bracha, and the Mishnah does not say what bracha it was. V'heim baruchu, and they indeed would make the bracha. Karu Aseres Hadibris, following saying that bracha, they would read the Aseres Hadibris. Then they would say Shema V'hoyam Shema V'hoyamah, they would say the three parashiyos of Kriya Shema. Baruch Hu Asa'am Shalish Brachos, and then they would bench, literally, the translation would be the nation. They would give a bracha to the nation, three brachas. But as the Mefarshim explain, Baruch Hu Asa'am, they would bench, they would say the brachas with the nation. They would say three brachas with others. And which three brachas are they? The Mishnah says, Emes V'yatziv, that's the bracha that comes after Kriya Shema, V'avoido, the bracha V'avoido from Shemayna Esrei, U'birkas Koyanim, as we will Deiz Hashem explain. U'v'Shabbos, and on Shabbos, they would add another bracha, l'mishmar yoytei, said towards the mishmar. It was said for the mishmar that was leaving. They would give a bracha to the mishmar that was coming in. On Shabbos, the mishmaris would change. There were chavdal mishmaris. There were 24 different groups of kehanim. The kehanim were divided into 24 mishmaris, and they would take turns one after the next. And they would transfer in the middle of Shabbos. And on Shabbos, since that was the day that they switched, so the mishmar that was leaving would give a bracha to the mishmar that was coming. This Mishnah is explained partially in Masechta Brachos, in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph, as well as many other Mefarshim. Almost every word and every line is subject to a whole explanation, and with that I will use that as the subject of today's shiur, how to explain the numerous different pieces and parts of this Mishnah. So going back to the beginning, the Mishnah says that the Memunah, the first thing they did was they would say Baruch Hu Bracha Achas. The Memunah, the one appointed, told them to make one bracha, and indeed they would make one bracha. The Mishnah does not say what that bracha was. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos brings down a machlekes amiroim what that bracha was. According to some amiroim in Masechta Brachos, this refers to the bracha of Av or Rabba, which is the second bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema said in the morning before Kriya Shema. According to other amiroim, it's referring to the Birchas Yitzhar, which is the first bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema that we say in the morning. The Mefarish right here on the page tells us that the Gemara explains what the bracha was, and the Mefarish only says that it's referring to Avas Oilam, which is the Chayyar, he means Av or Rabbah. Now the Rishonim have a machloikas why the bracha of Av or Rabbah that we say in Shachris and in Ma'ariv, why is it that it does not begin with a bracha? We know that for a general rule, brachas begin with a bracha. And if they're long, they end with a bracha. For example, the first brach of Birchis Kriyat Shema begins Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Yetzer Oyu Vayichayshech. It begins Baruch Ata Hashem with a bracha, and then it ends Baruch Ata Hashem Yoytzeim Ve'Oyrois. Similarly, by Ma'ariv, the first bracha of Ma'ariv starts Baruch Ata Hashem, and it ends up Baruch Ata Hashem Ma'ariv Aravim. It begins with a bracha and ends with a bracha. Here, the second bracha of Birchas Kriyat Shema begins without a bracha, and it ends with a bracha. So the Meiri says the reason why the second bracha of Birchas Kriyat Shema does not begin with a bracha is because it's a bracha hasmucha lechaverto. It's a bracha that's next to another bracha. First comes Birkas Yotzeor, and following comes Ava Rabo, and therefore it's sufficient for the bracha of Ava Rabo without has beginning with a bracha, since it takes over, there's a rule that bracha asmucha lechaverto, when one bracha is next to another, it does not have to begin with a bracha. Elsewhere we find, for example, by the Shavuot brachas, some of the Shavuot brachas also do not begin with a bracha because they are following other brachas that do begin with a bracha. So the Rashba says, the Rashba is a Masechta brachas, and it's in a tshuva, and tshuva is a chelik alav simishin yud ches. He says it can't be that the reason why Ava Rabo does not begin with a bracha is because it's a bracha asmucha lechaverto. Because we find, like our Mishnah says, that the people of the Mishmar said the bracha on its own. According to some Amiroyim, the bracha that our Mishnah says they would say refers to Ava Rabo. In other words, they only said one bracha over here. They would not say Yoytze Oyer Veyer Chayshech. They would say this bracha individually. And even so, they would say the same bracha. And how would they be able to say it without beginning with a bracha when it's not next to another bracha? So therefore, says the Rashba, it must be the reason why Ava Rabba does not begin with a bracha is not because it's next to another bracha. And he says it must be the reason is because some brachas we find, the Chazal were not misakein, never instituted that they must begin with a bracha. And such brachas are called brachas ketaris, even though this bracha does not seem to be so short. Nevertheless, he says there are some brachas the Chazal instituted not to begin with a bracha. They're all included in the rule of brachas ketaris. It's not necessarily that they're short, but there's just certain brachas the Chazal instituted to begin without a bracha. Then he says, perhaps we could just say that it's not because it was a special institution, but rather, since usually it comes following another bracha, so that's why they instituted it. But again, not like what the Meiri was saying, that it's because it actually has another bracha before it, but rather, since usually it has another bracha before it, so therefore they instituted it without saying a bracha at the beginning. The Meiri himself says that indeed, when the Kehanim would say it on its own, the Taka would say a bracha. He that says, the Meiri that says, the reason why Ava Rabba does not begin with a bracha is because it is smucha lechaverto, it's next to another bracha, says that according to these Amaroyim, that the Kehanim would say only the bracha of Ava Rabba, they indeed would start the bracha of Ava Rabba with Baruch Atu Hashem. They indeed had a different nusach of how to say the bracha. That is for the first bracha that the Mishnah says. That was the first part of the davening. Then the Mishnah says they would say Aseres Hadibros. The Kehanim would read the Aseres Hadibros. So the Mefarish tells us that the reason why they would read the Aseres Hadibros is because the Aseres Hadibros are Ikir Hadas, the main part of the religion. It's the very strong forefront of the religion is the Aseres Hadibros. And that's why they would say right away, a focal part of davening, the Aseres Hadibros. And the Gemara in Masechta Bracha says that indeed the Chazal wanted to institute that everyone all around should say Aseres Hadibris every day, just like we say Kriyashma every day. They wanted to institute, we should say Aseres Hadibris every day. And the reason why they didn't is because of Taroimus Haminim. And he says the Bavli doesn't explain what Taroimus Haminim is, but the Yerushalmi tells us what Taroimus Haminim is. And that is that in order that people shouldn't say that only this part of the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai, if we'll make too much emphasis on the Aseres Hadibros, people may come to say that only Aseres Hadibros were given to Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai, and that's the only part of the Torah that's important and must be kept. And that would, Chas V'Shalim, be a terrible destruction of Yiddishkeit, Chas V'Shalim. Now, Mefarshim also discuss, so they read Aseres Hadibros, did they have a Sefer Torah? So some Mefarshim say that one person would read from the Torah, Torah Shebiksav, you can't be Koyer Baal Peh. One would read from the Torah, and the others would say along with that one that was Koyer from the Torah. Now, Deres HaKadosh says they would read it from a Sefer Torah. Okay. Next. Then the Mishnah continues that they would say Shema, that's the main part of davening, like the same Shema that we say, all three parashis of Shema. Shema, Vayim, Shmaya, Vayim, those are the three parashiyas of Shema. Then the Mishnah says, Borchu es ha'am shalish brachas. Literally would mean, they gave a bracha to the nation, but the Mefarshim tell us it doesn't mean to the nation, rather with the nation. Other people that were with them would say the brachas as well. And what were these shalish brachas? Emes v'yativ. Emes v'yativ, that is the bracha that goes after Kriyashma. They said Kriyashma, then they said the bracha that follows Kriyashma. Va'avoidah. After that, they would say the bracha of Avoidah. What is Avoidah? Avoidah is the bracha from Shemayna Esrei. They were davening, a shortened version of davening. And they would say, not a whole Shemayna Esrei. They were saying only the brachos that the Mishnah mentions. They would say Avoidah. They would say the bracha of Shemayna Esrei that we call Ritzei. Ritzei Hashem Aleikeinu. Hashem, which that bracha is discussing the Avodah, is discussing the bringing of the Karbanis. More precisely, that bracha is a tefillah that Hashem should accept our Karbanis. They just brought the Karban Tamid, they just were involved in bringing the Karban Tamid, and now they dive into Hashem that Hashem should accept the Karban Tamid. The big question is that what bracha would they exactly say? Because the way we have the bracha of Avodah, we say, we say Hashem should return the Avodah to the Beis HaMikdash. When they had a Beis HaMikdash, they were bringing the Karbanis, they didn't have to say that part of the Ritzei. Not only that, what's even more difficult is the end of the bracha. What we say, the way we finish off the bracha, we end off with Sachazana Einenu Beshuvacha Litzion Berachamim Baruch Ato Hashem Hamachazir Shechinosei Litzion. We end off the bracha that Hashem should show us as He returns to Tzion, as Hashem returns to Yerushalayim. And Gevenched is Hashem who returns Machazir Shechinosei Litzion. So we nowadays that unfortunately don't have a Beis HaMikdash daven to Hashem and praise Hashem of returning the Shekhinah to Tzion, to Yerushalayim. But they, when they had the Beis HaMikdash and were in the Beis HaMikdash doing the Avodah, certainly would not say such a tefillah. So Mefarshim say, the Shita of the Rashbi says, instead of saying V'hashiv es HaAvodah, you should return the Avodah, they would say V'kabel es HaAvodah, you should accept the Avodah. The Rosh, in his Pirush, seems to say they just would skip those words, V'hashiv es HaAvodah. And Rashi, in Masechet HaBrachos, how would they end off? Rashi, Masechet HaBrachos, says they ended off, Baruch HaMekabel Avodas Amo Yisrael B'Rotoin. Or, She'oischa Levadcha B'Yiran Avoy, like the way we end off, on Yom Tif, during Mosif, by Birkes Koyanim, we say, She'oischa Levadcha B'Yiran Avoy, those at least in Chutzlar, say, She'oischa Levadcha B'Yiran Avoy, that's how they would end off. So one of those two ways is the way how they would end off. Obviously, they were not ending the same way we end, and they had a different osach. The Mefarish has a gear seer, then I see a goyis with tziunim on the side, I'm not sure fully what he says, but the gears that we have in front of us, the Mefarish says that the Kehanim said the brachas of Emes V'Yativ, like the Mishnah says. They said Ritzei U'moidim. The Mefarish learns, at least the way we have the Girsa printed on the page, that when the Mishnah says they said Avoidah, they said two brachas. They said both the bracha of Ritzei and the bracha of Moidim. Similarly, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnah says that, as well as the Meiri, that together, when the Mishnah says Avoidah, it includes two brachas, both the bracha of Ritzei and the bracha of Moidim. However, others disagree, the Tosfos Yom Tov, the Goyin, the Chaknasin, they ask Kashas on this, and if you look in the Rambam, in Yad, if you look in the Rambam, when he writes the Halachis, in Hilchas Tmidim and Musafim, Perek Vav Halacha Dalid, he does not mention that they said Moidim. So even though in Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam says that they also said the Bracha of Moidim, in the Rambam, in Mishnah Torah, it seems perhaps he was Chayzer, and or there is some mistake in one of the Gersois, that they did not say Moidim. Then the Mishnah says that they said Birkas Koyanim. They would say Birkas Koyanim. So the Mefarish says that means Sim Shalom. It means they said the Bracha of Sim Shalom, and the Ravid says the reason why Sim Shalom, so Achrayim says, the reason why the bracha of Sim Shalom is called Birkas Koyanim, so says the Kesef Mishnah, the Be'er Sheva, the Tosfos Yom Tov, is because it's next to Birkas Koyanim. Since Birkas Koyanim is next to the bracha of Sim Shalom, so the bracha of Sim Shalom got the name of Birkas Koyanim. That's how the Mefarish learns, and others learn that as well. Besides the Mefarish, the Rambam and Ravid also say that it's referring to Sim Shalom. However, other Rishonim learned that they did not say the bracha of Sim Shalom. They simply said Birkas Koyanim. According to Tosfos, they just said those psukim of Birkas Koyanim. And according to the Rosh, they said Elikeinu v'Elikei Aviseinu Barachinu v'Abracha Mishaleshas. They would say that, like what we say in Chutz La'aretz, when we don't duchen, or in Eretz Yisrael, in those instances when they don't duchen, Elikeinu v'Elikei Aviseinu. That's what the Mishnah means, that they said Birkas Koyanim. The Rishonim did not want to learn that it was actual Birkas Koyanim, because the actual Birkas Koyanim, there's a Mishnah that gives a cheshbon how many times they said Birkas Koyanim, and it seems that that was later on, when they said Birkas Koyanim for the Tamid, and therefore they do not explain that Birkas Koyanim is regular Duchening. Rather, it's either, like we said, the Brach of Sim Shalom, or the Psukim of Birkas Koyanim, or the Elekeinu Velekei Aveseinu. Finally, the Mishnah ends off that they said bracha achas, when it was Shabbos, they added a bracha achas, the Mishmer HaYotzei. The Gemara in Mesach, the brachas, tells us what they said. And the Gemara says that the Mishmer that was leaving would tell the Mishmer that was coming, Misha Shochat Shmoy Bebayis Hazeh, Hu Yashkin Beinechem Ava Ve'achva Ve'sholim Ve'vereyus. The one that dwells his name in this house, in the Beis HaMikdosh, he should do rest between you, Avo, Achvo, Sholim, Vereus, love, brotherhood, peace, friendship. Seemingly, there's a whole Mishmar coming in that they're about to do Avoidah, they're about to shear the Avoidah of the coming week together. So they gave them a bracha that everything should go B'Sholim, Avo, and Achvo, they shouldn't come to fight. That's L'Chayra and Kipshutai. What was going on? The question is, why is this called a bracha? It sounds more like a tefillah. And Tosfos, indeed, in Masechta Brachos, asked this question. Why is this called a bracha? There's no Shemu Malchus. So the Shita of the Rashbi actually says that they would say this with a bracha. They would say Baruch. However, the other Mefarshim learn that no, they would not say Shemu Malchus. You have to say somehow, even though it's a tefillah, such a thing is called a bracha. This completes this shir.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.